Hello and welcome to Clerks Minute Beyond, a special edition covering the panel from Fan Expo Chicago. This is the Clerks panel from day one of Fan Expo Chicago from July 8th, 2022. I figured this would be a great episode for everybody to get the finale of Clerks Minute here as we finish up this season for real. You'll hear from Brad O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, and Trevor Fernan, all from Clerks fame, talking about Clerks, history of the Beauty Universe, and Clerks 3. So sit back, enjoy this panel. Have a good day, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm just curious, are you guys supposed to be here today?
Yeah!
Well, you know who wasn't supposed to be here today?
Yeah.
Mr. Brian O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, and Trevor Fernan! Such dim vibes for me right now.
Just, you know, this was the moment he caught COVID. So
if
we
have
to do tracing,
COVID.
It was that
moment. Right there. That's what happens when you use other...
Big round of applause for the lady losing her lung up here.
Yes, she does.
I was like, either they're happy to see us or there's a sexual assault going on. And no one is paying attention whatsoever.
Not at all. Gents, how are we doing today?
Good to see you as always, Victor. Victor Dickinson, we're the hardest working man in comics.
Come on.
We go way back.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. In fact, karaoke champion over here. You don't get a karaoke thing tonight. I hope to see you.
Is it really?
Yes, there is.
Someone's finally decided to do that with us.
Five Roses Pub across the street. So
Five Roses?
Five Roses.
All right. So we'll be there.
Exactly. Okay. Jeff, you going to sing with us?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to do some Slipknot.
Yeah. He's going to use that mask, though.
That's what I'm talking about. That's amazing. Guys, obviously, we're here to celebrate you and the cult icons that you absolutely are. Part of this little film that you guys might have heard of called Clerks that has blossomed. That's right. Listen, the MCU is cool. Star Wars is awesome. But the BSC universe is everything.
Everything for people 18 and over.
No, I'd show it my daughter, okay?
Speaking of which, what was that CPS call we got about that?
We said we were going to talk about that. We said we weren't. That's okay. Old news, and that's that. But we obviously are super excited to know that this franchise is continuing, and I think we've got something. Do we have something?
We do. We have a little taste of what's to come in the future. I'm going to give you a taste of the future, people. So we're going to be releasing a Clerks 3. Okay. Nobody asked for it, but we made it anyway. How would you like to just, is there a way to dim these spots
the
down a little? Is there engineer guy back there? If not, that's cool. So we're going to show you a little trailer for Clerks 3. You good with that?
Pick a screen, guys. Pick a screen.
Mr. AV, watch it. Clerks 3 trailer. Here it comes.
That's how we did it in the 90s, son.
I'm getting my breath now.
Really? Should I try mouth stuff?
What is this? A Tinder date? Get off of me.
Mr. Dante!
I need an ambulance at the quick stop!
Saved my life, man. Wish I had a life worth saving.
What are you talking about?
Sit around and watch the same movie over and over.
I always thought you could have made a cool movie.
You're right. I'm living on borrowed time. No more watching movies.
I'm gonna make a movie!
What's the movie gonna be about? It's about him working here. Meta. Everything in the script is something either me or someone I know said.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Lady Jane and Silent Bob could be characters. Jane and Silent Bob are like C-3PO and R2-D2. They've been here since the first movie, which was the last time they were cool. But they've been with the franchise so long, they still give them cameos and put them on the lunchboxes.
Put in that stuff you used to say about the Death Star contract.
Get sued by Disney, now it's worth it.
Now that's what I say!
your pants.
What the hell is this?
I added a scene where you get shot.
I'm not letting you kill me off in the third act. What if there's a sequel?
A sequel? What am I, a hack?
And that's the panel, ladies and gentlemen. No,
just one big fucking information.
No, that's absolutely phenomenal. And okay, so steer me clear from wrong on this one. But it seems like this particular story is a little bit more about Randall as the lead than Dante, who we've been following so long. Is that accurate? Is that?
Yes, this could be the end of it. Don't let Randall carry a movie.
No, come on. We've been dying for this. We love the voice of everyone, and so for you to get your turn to shine is pretty amazing, I think, right? Trevor, you're being real quiet over there.
This is all a smokescreen. The movie's mostly about me.
Okay, you do it.
The trailer's a misdirect.
That's genius, actually. Okay, so when it comes to this franchise as a whole, music has been such a huge part of it, as we just heard in the trailer. What's some of your favorite songs that have appeared throughout the series?
Oh, there's a bunch from the first. I mean, the bar was set so high with the soundtrack to the very first film. People like Soul Asylum, yes. Jesus Lizard, and a whole bunch of other great bands. Same thing with the second one, where we got, Smashing Pumpkins had a great song in it. We got the Jackson 5 to Jackson's, right? We got a whole bunch of really great songs, and this is not that far off of that feel, although we keep it more in the 90s, son!
Yes!
Plus, Kevin reached out to actual unknown bands to submit songs, and I know I think he picked like two or three of bands that maybe local communities know where they're from, but the nation doesn't know, and they got onto the soundtrack as well. So I look forward. I haven't seen the film with a full soundtrack added to it. I've seen like a second cut of the film that had like placeholder songs, songs that we could never afford in a million years. It's funny how much music to license music for films is
serious.
And that was part of also reaching out to like, let's get some people their due instead of paying these people who've been living off, money forever of their songs. Rightfully so.
Respectfully.
But yeah. We're broke as a joke kind of film company, so we were like, what if we just hum things on harmonicas? So I look forward to seeing what the actual soundtrack to this is. And some of the songs I know Kevin, in the very beginning when we were trying to tease people about this, dropped a couple of songs that we were going to do. And so when you see it, you'll know it and you'll love it. And I think alone, I don't know if kids still collect the CDs anymore. I know vinyl is big.
You got some CDs?
And there are vinyl people out there too.
Oh, yeah.
Vinyl.
Yeah.
They're waiting for the resurgence of reel to reel.
By vinyl, do you mean like turntable vinyls or like the gimp in Pulp Fiction vinyl?
Stop your hotel room fanatics
down here. Now you're asking for a friend.
I think after the first Clerks came out, I was a fan of the Stabbing Westward song.
Nice.
And they were at a local radio station in New Jersey, and I called in just to thank those guys for doing the soundtrack. And they invited me out to a show. I went to see them in Asbury Park, New Jersey. It was a great show, and the next day I woke up on their tour bus in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
That was not the plan.
It was their plan. No, that's how you know it's a good show.
I was kidnapped by Stabbing Westward in the antibiotic dance suit from Pulp Fiction.
You're still in the suit, man. That's terrible, Trevor. Actually, Trevor, this question is going to be for you. It looks from the trailer that your character, Elias, has a major turnaround.
He's going through some stuff, yeah.
He's trying to figure some things out. I respect
that.
Is he still a Transformer fan?
Probably, yeah, I guess. I think deep down he's the same character, but he's clearly processing some things.
I mean, after you see a donkey show, that
it changes.
Spoilers, guys, spoilers, okay? By the way, if there's children in the room, what are you doing?
There's a long car ride going. Yeah, just fair warning to any parents of
young age. Trevor has to leave.
Yeah.
God damn it, not again.
As we see two parents taking their kid out right now, they're like,
sorry.
Chicago, not Tijuana, what are we doing today?
Okay, so again, when we come back to the franchise though,
these characters, we've grown with them, right? We've embraced them in so many different ways. How have they impacted you personally? Do you see more of yourself as they have gotten older, that you have become more like them?
You know, this will follow me literally to my grave and on my tombstone that I'm asked, are you even supposed to be here today?
Yeah, that's true.
But as far as, like, I mean, it's ubiquitous with us. We were both, you know, Dante, Brian, it's not far off in the sense, like, yeah, I'm a bit of a people pleaser type of person, although I'm more of a sarcastic fuck like Randall, to be honest, in real life. But I mean, I'm pleasant to everybody and stuff like that, but you get on the wrong side, oh, shit's on now. But otherwise, yeah, I love to see the growth, and Kevin has written it through the growth of his life. I mean, as you see, the character Randall has a bit of a heart scare in the movie, which is kind of based on Kevin's own heart scare. So Kevin, like they say, does what they always tell you to do, is write your own story, write what they know. He knew that whole thing, and funny enough to give it to Randall, there was and put him through to, like, wait a minute, I still haven't done nothing with my life, still. 10 more years later, and to make a movie was kind of Kevin, where he was like, I want to make a movie about my life. So it's very funny about life imitating art and then art back to life kind of a thing, which I enjoy. I love that. Jeff, what about you?
Yeah, I think over time I've become more Randall-like. Kind of hard not to. I'm not a great actor, so it's kind of me.
Come on, we love you for what you bring to the
table. No, that's right.
Don't you.
Let's just say we're all cracking.
That's all. All right, Travis, what about you? What about you? Is return as Elias?
Yeah, I was typecast as Elias. When Kevin had the audition, he was like, two questions. How Christian are you? How bad do you want to fuck a donkey?
and
I said, yes.
Often. Oh, you didn't even get that last one. You just had to watch. I'm sorry. Is that a deleted scene?
Not as sorry as I am. I don't really relate to Elias that much, but I like him. He's a good dude.
You definitely made it your own.
Oh, thank you.
That is very true, very true. Okay, so I happen to just be watching the ABC dance, which was amazing. And I'm curious, what song was playing while you all were dancing? Were you actually listening to that? Because there's a lot of different, you know, dance moves that you guys get off in that one. And I'm just curious as to how you pulled that one off.
It was Metallica's Into the Sandman, if I remember.
Was it really? I was like, wait, that's what y'all were pulling?
We played the ABC.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I mean, Mickey Rooney's son was the choreographer, actual choreographer of all those dancers in the parking lot. And for like,
they're all like, who the fuck is Mickey Rooney?
Stop.
Who the fuck is Ed Frank?
Anybody missing any of those references, ask your great grandparents. So for a whole week, as we were shooting Clerks 2, they were in this separate hall of this, like, union hall that was next to the movies and rehearsing all the time. And when lunch would break, there'd be, like, four tables of all these dancers. And as rude and just stupid as we are as a crew and cast, we were a little like, ooh, look at all those dancers. And like, ooh, look at that one. Ooh, I do dance all over that one. And you know, like, I would bust a move with this one. And so, and then we saw the whole routine, and we were like, holy shit,
amazing.
And I was like, who is the choreographer? Like, yeah, that's fucking Mickey Rooney's son. I'm like, holy shit, really?
But which one is he? Because he's dancing with
him. No.
No?
He's an older gentleman, so he was just a choreographer of it.
That's
he's not in it. But it was just cool, that kind of weird old Hollywood blending to us.
Do you remember
some of that in this one too, the third one?
Do you remember The Simpsons with Mickey Rooney in it? And it's like Milhouse's Fallout Boy. Yeah. And he's like, Milhouse, you're good. You're Gabby Hayes good. And he's like, I know I'm good.
He didn't know who Gabby Hayes was. I do want to remind everybody, you are more than welcome to ask some questions. We've got two mics over here. Just be respectful of those people behind you. But while you guys do that, I'm going to continue this thought train.
By the way, I just want to also thank you for putting the microphones in vision that I can see who's at the microphone.
We got you.
There was a small issue back in Denver.
I believe that.
Just quick story about these microphones. So back in Denver, the microphones were further back, and we were on like a slightly higher stage, and the lights were a little brighter than this. And so we're talking, someone's having their question, then we'll go over here. So someone was done, we turned to this one, they're asking their question, and I turn back, and it's a woman, because the microphone, I can't see the base of it, she's sitting in one of the chairs, and they're handing her a mic. I'm like, no, 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 honey, it's okay, you can stand up. And I hear from the audience, ooh. There's a woman in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And so I was like,
for a second, I thought Brian had healing power.
So instead of being like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I just fucking dug the hole even deeper. And I was like, well, why are you sitting in front with the rest of the crips over here?
You've seen the movies, people.
And that's the joke. If anybody's seen two, especially, you know what we're making fun of. And so I just owned it, and it was great. She was awesome about it. And as a matter of fact, she came and saw us the next day and stuff with, like, her bodyguard. You want to see how it is to be in a wheelchair? It was a lot of fun. So thank you for putting him in places where you can see.
Yes, indeed. Without question. Okay, so I'm going to let you guys jump right into this. Hello, friend. How are we doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Gentlemen, I just have one question. What is your fondest memory of the Viewers universe as a whole?
No pressure.
Yeah, that's right. Come on. Making out with Rosario Dawson is very hot.
I've been just jumping on the mouth for years just to get a little taste of that.
Yeah, I would say watching Brian make out with
I enjoyed Brian making out with Kevin's wife.
I want anyone here to say that you go to work one day and your boss goes, I want my wife to straddle you while you two make out and I film it, and then at the end I pay you.
This was the before platform got popular.
I just kept fucking up that scene. I kept like coughing and shit just to make it just a little longer.
It's from that point on, Kevin never left me alone with his wife anywhere.
Just kidding. It's good, bro. That's what happens.
Well, there you go. There's our highlights for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to taking a pic with you guys.
Yeah.
Did he say dick pic?
Yes. Everyone can do a comparison picture. Let's go. It's great seeing you guys come back for Clerks 3, you particularly, Jeff and Trevor. And so I was kind of... Fuck him. Just joking. But I'm curious, what are you guys, you, Jeff, and Trevor, what have you guys been doing between Clerks 2 and Clerks 3? Like, I knew that you lived in a retirement community, something like that, so what were you...
I play a lot of shuffleboard.
I've just been in that gimp suit, though. Between that boxes. 17 loses. 10 loses all meaning. What's that?
So are you selling them on Amazon or something?
No, that's a good idea.
He's about to join your OnlyFans. It's about to happen.
A lot of people don't know that I had sort of quit acting before I did Clerks 2. And so Kevin called me and asked me to do it because I was in the movie Now You Know that Jeff had written and directed. And so I did that, and then I kind of made another half-hearted attempt to be in showbiz for a while, but it's just not for me. So I haven't been doing that.
You did develop the Jay and Silent Bob Blunt chronic punch game.
That's true.
Because he's a computer coder, everybody.
Anybody who didn't clap, I'll just tack your emails.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Hello, Fred.
Hi there. I remember Jay and Silent Bob, where Mark Hamill made a cameo.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering, in Clerks 3, are you guys going to make any celebrity guest cameo like Mark Hamill did in the last one where they had a monkey in it?
So are you saying, are there guest cameos in Clerks?
Or are you asking whether monkeys in it?
Well, Jay's in it, so that covers that. We have some guests. Not as many as Jay and Silent Bob reboot, which is just nothing but cameos.
Right.
I was like, when is Jay and Bob coming on the screen? we have a good bunch of people that you'll recognize. I mean, just that trailer, you saw about 5 cameos alone. So.
Right.
But it's not, like I said, it's not going to be like, get to the Dante Randall part already. And I hope your live stream appreciated that, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been so long since Jeff and I have been in a movie, you could say that we're the cameos. Hey, those guys.
Look who it is again.
So when you guys were reading this script for Clerks 2, what was the initial reaction to the donkey show? Like, was it just Kevin being Kevin, or were you like, what the hell am I reading?
Trevor? I just thought it was funny. I wasn't against it at the time. How long did I keep on the mesh? That seemed about like the last one.
Yeah, like three more. Three more before we whip you.
Okay. Don't promise. Threaten me with a good time. So, no, I just thought it was funny. I mean, it's funny. People ask that a lot. I guess they figure... I mean, probably a normal person would react with some degree of horror, but I didn't. I thought it was funny. I'll tell the story real quick. When my family went to go see the movie, so my mom's from like a family of five, my dad's from like a family of six or something, so I have a bunch of aunts and uncles, a bunch of cousins, and my grandmother was there. It's like a 4'10" Polish lady, you know, sweet glasses. And my brother-in-law was there, and he was sitting behind her, and it gets like, I would not have advised them to do this. I didn't know about this plan, but they all went to the movie theater together, and when the donkey scene came along, my brother-in-law heard my grandma go, "Oh, Trevor, no." Rest in peace, Grandma.
Jack killed her.
She's up there gently disapproving of me as we speak.
Trevor's like, "Grandma, do you need mouth stuff?"
Did you ask her, Grandma, what was it like?
Oh, man.
What was the deep cut? Sorry about that.
Funny enough, the story, when they were casting the Becky part in Clerks 2, the Weinstein Company wanted certain other actresses, and they went through two, and one was like, "Am I being punked? Fuck no." And the other one's like, "I have a career to continue." And then Rosario Dawson came along, and she said yes, and we had our first read-through with just me and Jeff and Kevin and Jay and Scott Mosier before Rosario was arriving like 2 hours later. So we had one quick read-through, we got notes, things should be adjusted. Then we had a second read-through with her there, and our game like hugely stepped up to A-list, where Kevin was looking at us like, "What was that about? Like, you were shitty just a minute ago, and now you're like, we have a fucking A-list actress about us." So at the end, we're just saying goodbye. She was going off to do Kill Shot or whatever movie she was shooting at that time. And we asked her, Kevin asked her, like, "Just by the way, what made you say yes to this?"
Right.
And she said, "I'm going to be honest with you, I wanted to see how you're going to pull off this donkey show." And we were like, "That's how we're up." So, big ups to Rosario, who also crushes it in the third one. You're going to love her in this one as well.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Hello, friend. How are we doing?
Hi. Good. How are you guys?
How are you? Good.
I was just wondering, how was the transition, and did you guys have any difficulties going from like traditional acting in Clerks to voice acting in the Clerks cartoon show?
Oh, great question.
Yeah, no, I only act at one speed. So voice, camera, it's all the same. Just give me a piece of gum and I'm good to go.
There was notes when we did the animated series of like just being more like, you know, up there, kind of like energy and range because it's animated. So we did the animated series, the 6 episodes, and then ABC dropped the ball and effed us in the A. Mm-hmm. And so...
that is just so like ABC.
Yeah.
And F you in the A.
Right. BC. So we went on to do a short film, me and Jeff, called The Flying Car Sketch.
Yes!
Yeah, thank you. Anybody saw that, that we made for Jay Leno. And when we were doing that, I remember Kevin giving Jeff, you know, some direction while we were sitting in the car, and we took a take, and Kevin would scream from behind the monitor, "Jeff, do cartoon Randall!" And immediately Jeff knew what that meant, which was like a more amplified...
It means bring my hands up and do this.
So there was a transition like that. That's something that we would love to do. And here's the thing, especially if y'all go see Clerks 3 in the theaters...
If...
Yeah. Well, look,
I mean, when?
I'm not going to force you all to do things.
It does kind of seem
it's not like
they're here, though.
Or telling you to carry a baby. Yeah, I went there. That's right. Because shit, man, I paid for six. I'm not bringing, telling chicks to now go to Europe. Fuck that. Only kidding. Sorry to be the turn on you. So once if we do really well theatrically, especially, there are producers who are ready to reconstitute the cartoon and Mallrats 2 movie. Yay! We want to tell people, in the seat, in the theaters. Now it's September, the weather might be cooler, especially here in Chicago. Do a charity thing and bring homeless people in the theater with
you.
Give a place to warm for an hour and a half with some popcorn.
If you have to choose between seeing Clerks 3 and voting, do the right thing.
Yeah. Who votes in September?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's September. It's not early voting in September.
Then we are going to Clerks 3 as the voter registration program.
Unless he's talking about American Idol, and then, you know.
Oh, that's very good.
But there you go. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's funny. All I see is hair and horns.
Yes.
And just a silhouette of that light behind him.
That's usually what's going to say when I die. Trust me. So, Gene West from Comic Book Man here has a two-question that's not Clerks.
Okay.
First, Brian, love you, Mallrats. We all miss Stan Lee. Do you have anything, interaction, or anything that you did with Stan Lee during the filming or during the shooting?
During the filming of Mallrats, no. A lot of his stuff happened while I wasn't up there in Minnesota yet. One of my greatest highlights of my career was I hosted at a con. They had a separate gigantic event, which was the comedy roast of Stan Lee.
I was there.
Oh, wow.
And I was the MC of the whole event.
Oh, wow.
I was the Roastmaster General at that time. To this day, I'm still waiting to see them release that whole hour, 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was incredible. We had, like, Michael Rooker, Ming-Na Wen. We had Ming Chen there. We had Marilyn Gigliotti at Clerks. Maurice LaMarche and Rob Paulson and a whole bunch of people were on the dais, and it was awesome. We ripped into him, he busted our balls. It was a lot of fun. I don't know who has the rights to it still, but eventually that'll get released. One of the biggest compliments to me was Peter Mayhew was there at the time, and he was in his wheelchair at that time. And his son said that, you know, they had him up at the front of the table, and his son said to me the next day, he's like, my father usually comes to these things and stays for like 20 minutes and then he feels kind of tired and leaves. You guys were so funny. He stayed the entire 2 hours. And I was like, all right, Chewbacca, fucking A. So hopefully whenever that can be released, that would be awesome. So that was my love. I mean, I remember joking about, so Stan, your catchphrase, Excelsior. Let's be honest. You say that when you're having coitus with your wife, don't you? That's your feature, is it? So he got his wife, who was alive at the time, on the phone and said, they're asking me in our heat of passion, do I say Excelsior? And so I was like, holy shit, Stan Lee is repeating my joke to his wife.
But he literally called her on stage. It was amazing.
It was fun.
And Jeff, on Zach and Mary, how many takes did you get frosted?
Yeah.
And what was it? Because I'm really hoping it wasn't.
Authenticity, man.
I was in my hotel room early one morning and the phone rang and I answered the phone and this guy identified himself as the shitmaker. Like, fucking Trevor, stop calling my room. No, he was asking me if I had food allergies. I think the final mix turned out to be cake batter, pudding, and just before we shot, Kevin threw a can of corn in. But yeah, it's like, as we were going, you know, when you read the script, it was a shit gun, and then it was a shit blah, 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 and at the end, it was a shit cannon. It was a big PVC pipe hooked up to, like, this big compressor, and Kevin, just before we shot, he said, you know, you don't know this is coming, so don't blink your eyes. I got fucked. Like, I'm under Jay's balls. How do I not blink my eyes? But yeah, we did it in one take.
That's awesome.
We counted 1, 2, bam. So maybe it wasn't there.
Awesome.
The actual worst part of it was like afterward where I run outside and I talked to Craig.
Yeah.
It was only 8 degrees.
Oh.
Like freezing to my face and my hair. So that was the hardest part.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Oh God! It's a never a sure bet every time we do Q and A's. A donkey show questions, yes. and the cake, you know, the frosting of him and Zach and Mira, never ending. And now apparently the Kim costume is in
there.
My plan is coming to
fruition.
First
off, thanks guys for all the laughs over the years.
And you?
Second, I have not so much a question but a request. Jeff, can we get a Randall?
Oh!
Oh.
Dude, you guys go ahead with the show. I'm going to limber up for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm holding now, man. I got it. All right,
here we go.
Usually, in the beginning of the whole Q&A, he walks on stage that way just to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
He didn't this time. Here we go. Everybody, stomp your feet like it's a drum roll, please. There we go.
Yeah. That's not weird. Come on.
There you go, everybody. You got 2 seconds.
Here's Chicago.
In Denver, for some reason last weekend, he was more limber. I don't know what's in the air up there.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's quite brisk.
Hello. Well, thanks for coming over to Chicago for this.
Right on.
And just to let everybody know, it's a Lionsgate feature, so you can't stream it. Got to go to the theater.
Okay. You got to know.
And I was just curious, now you know, is this kind of meta, the fact that Randall's making a movie when you've already made a movie yourself?
Meta. Again, thanks, my brother, for bringing up Now You Know. It's meta.
Well, it was very easy for the Randall character to know the terminology, let's put it that way. He was doing about framing shots and stuff like that. So he walked right into that one. Thank you for the question. Hello. Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering, how do you keep convincing Ben Affleck to do cameo?
Well, one time we had to bury this hooker in Vegas.
There was more than one.
I'm just trying to keep it so he doesn't call us again.
That's right. He wasn't with the hooker today.
You know what it was? And Kevin talked about this when he was touring with Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, that there was a bit of a kind of certain people were interfering with the relationship that was Ben and Kevin, where someone's like, he's a bad influence on you. And he's like, but he's my friend. And then that person moved on. And so he was able to rekindle that kind of connection for Reboot. And if anybody's never seen Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, there's this huge section towards the end of the movie with Ben Affleck that's just such a pull on the heartstrings.
Yeah.
So after that, the relationship was back. And so, he threw us a bone again for this one.
There's a story from Clerks 2 that Kevin has told many times, so I apologize if you've heard this already. But he asked Ben to do the cameo in Clerks 2. Ben was like, sure. And he was like, do you want a line? And Ben was like, no. He's like, all right, well, so just so you know, this is the first time in all the movies that I've done in a row that you wouldn't be saying anything. And he's like, I'm fine, Kevin, I don't need a line. And then sure enough, like, comes the day of shooting, and comes up to Kevin, he's like, yeah, I think I should say something in the scene. I just feel the spirit moving through me.
And actually, considering that, you know, there's a lot of actors that kind of got a lot of their start under this umbrella of USQ, it kind of makes sense that they still, you know, kind of pay back a little bit to the, you know, where they got their start.
Yeah,
Ben is cool, but we know him first as that guy that does the thing in an uncomfortable place. Like, I don't know how bad he is.
It's like the back of a Volkswagen?
Exactly! I mean, thank you.
So this is for Jeff, because you brought up one of my favorite bands. What is your favorite Stabbing Westward song?
Well, I like the one that was on the soundtrack just because it was on the soundtrack. That's my song. Those guys are
Violent Mood Swings.
Yep, those guys are good guys, yeah.
They're interesting.
What about yours? What's your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah.
It's either probably any song off the Darkest Days album.
Okay.
The one with Save Yourself on it. That's like their most popular hit.
Yeah.
But What Do I Have to Do is my top favorite. Ooh. Out of all of them.
That's a good cut.
Yeah, I'm one of those kids who listens to bands that one-hit wonders.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're cultured. That's all. That's what it is. All
right, thank you.
Thank you. Hello
there.
What's up?
Hi. So, question. This is for you, Dante. How did it feel at the time to find out that you were number 37?
Sticky. Well, guy at the microphone asking questions. I thought it was kind of interesting that that was the number, that it was just like, wow, that's a lot. And I've never been with a whore before, but I thought it was just very, very funny. I feel bad for Marilyn Gigliotti, the actress who plays Veronica, because as we do these cons and people are like, hey, I'm not supposed to be here today, or 37 in a row. I mean, that poor girl gets, hey, try not to suck any dick on the way to the party. And if you're not a fan or know nothing about the Venus universe, and you overhear someone screaming at a woman, you're like, you need to go to apologize to that woman. Oh my God, my children. You know, so
the other half of the parking lot follows.
So I'm getting so mad about that whole thing. Right. Hey, you get back here. But it's the kind of thing where there's so many great, memorable lines from all of Kevin's movies. That, I mean, he's really, really great with dialogue. That's his strong point, I think. And so I enjoy it. And the fact that it was 37 and that whole conversation. There were things like when I first read that very first script, like that snowballing. I had no idea what snowballing was.
And now you do.
And then when he explained it to me, I'm like, that's a thing? Like, so when I said it in the movie, that's a thing? Like, it was like, that was really grindle. That's a thing? So you wait until you hear what gets said in the next movie.
Yeah.
You'll be screaming other different things at us by the end of this one. So.
Well, I did want to know, she said she was going to put it to shame for the rest of New Jersey. Mm. Where do you think she would be at now?
Oh, you'll find out. Good. She's like a heavy investor in Valtrex. For those who are laughing, ew. You have to laugh to keep from crying. That's what that is.
And the low-key funniest part of that scene to me is when she starts counting on her fingers, because it implies that she's got this photographic memory for dick seconds. She can see that. I don't know how to actually do that. It's kind of like really impressive.
You remember each one, man. Come on.
That's fair. <true. laughs>
Each one, each 20.
There we go. What's that?
Hey there, I'm Nick. I just wanted to, first of all, thank you guys for all the laughs over the years. Just
you're welcome.
The honesty in it. But I did have a question for you. Did vulgar haunt you as much as an actor as it did everybody that watched it?
First of all, thank you for the respect. I did a movie called Vulgar, written, directed, co-stars Brian Johnson, who's... Colin Steve Dave, if you listen to that podcast, he's one of the kings of that. He's the real inspiration of the real life Randall, who grew up with Kevin, worked at the Video Store and Convenience Store. He wrote this film. If you ever watch the original Clerks, there's that animated beginning where there's a clown that comes in and goes behind the dressing screen and then gets into a garter and stuff. So one day, Kevin and Brian are sitting in the office going, you know, and Brian just turns, because Kevin made that the logo of his company in the beginning, and said, what do you think this guy's story is? And Kevin's like, I don't know, why don't you write something about it? And he did, so he wrote this script called Vulgar. It's a really dark, twisted script about a young man who's a party clown for kids that you hire for birthday parties and stuff like that, who's not making enough money and decides to be a party clown for adults, and his first gig goes horribly wrong. And the horribly wrong part is what he's inferring, did it haunt me? And the research of it and doing it was kind of very dark. I had put myself in a very dark place for it. And then afterwards, you know, you get it and you see it. And we first screened it at the Toronto Film Festival, where it's a theater full of like 500 people. And then once certain scenes happen, you just see like 200 people get up and start walking out. And I'm like, oh, no. And then when we got picked up by, funny enough, Lionsgate, and then it got distribution, we went on the Howard Stern show when it was still free, when he wasn't on Sirius. He's like, guys, I got to tell you, watch the movie, but not the whole thing. I had to stop halfway through, not because it wasn't a good movie, but it was too disturbing for me to finish. And that was the best press we ever had.
Not even Howard Stern can finish.
So it was awesome.
I'm sorry, can we hear a little more about your research?
Yeah. Yes, there's a bit of a sad research on it. I do have copies of the unrated version for sale on my table. By all means, come back to the table, and you too could have a wonderful movie to show the kids after Thanksgiving. No, I'm kidding. Stay kidding. But yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Awesome.
Hello. First off, I just watched Clerks last night to refresh my brain.
You're right.
Two really quick things. One, have any of you actually seen Navy SEALs? And for Randall, at the video, when you were reciting the other videos besides Heavy Scrappy Hero Puck, was that in the script?
Or did you ad-lib that?
It was in the script. There were a few titles, and they were actually written down. Kevin wrote them, thank God I didn't have to memorize them. I thought it would hurt my brain. But yeah, I knew, like, I didn't think anybody would ever see the movie, but I knew at some point my mother would probably have to watch it. So I was like, oh, you know, no. It seems like there's a lot of titles here. Can we, like, cut some down? And he was like, yeah, give me the list. And, you know, when we were filming Clerks, we didn't have enough film to do multiple takes. So it's literally as we're getting ready to go, he's like, all right, action, hands me back the list. And he had added, like, five titles. So, like, you're just on camera. I'm like, all right, I got to just keep reading here.
And have you guys seen Navy SEALs? Actually watch Navy SEALs.
Oh, I follow anything Charlie Sheen does.
True.
Thank you, guys.
True. Yeah, like, if anybody has seen the movie, what is it, The Arrival? Whatever,
yeah,
what's that science fiction one?
Broken leg thing?
He totally stole my goatee. Come on.
That's facts!
Oh, my God, that's so true.
We only have 5 minutes left, so we got to do rapid-fire questioning from this point on, I guess. So, shoot.
Yeah, thanks again for being here. This is kind of a goofy question for Jeff. Are you nervous at all being so close to the Hobbits after your rendition of The Lord of the Rings?
The first show that we did with where the Hobbits were, Trevor didn't come to that show, and it was just Brian and I were like, holy shit, the fucking Hobbits are here. So we took a picture with them, and Brian's holding up an onion ring. I'm kind of pointing at it, and they were like this, standing above us. I don't get so excited about a lot of stuff, but I love that picture.
When we finally were in the city where all three of us were there with the Hobbits, we then reenacted it where Trevor was holding an onion ring. They actually found him an onion ring to hold. And then me and Jeff are like, whatever. And all the Hobbits, because they take their photo with the plexiglass, they're all up against it like the fucking Phantom Zone. So we have that picture as well. They're really great sports about it. I mean, I've known Sean for a while, so talking to him to direct us was great. So they're always a bunch of fun. It was going to turn into like a West Side Story where... the Hobbits.
I think we could take them.
Yeah. And obviously Maria's played by Trevor. Because he loves one of the Hobbits. Yeah. So there you go. Thank you for the question.
Hello. Hi, two really quick questions.
Sure.
Being as actors, first of all, I wanted to say thanks to you and Jeff after the signature. We didn't even know about this, so
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As actors, I always wanted to know, is it difficult doing a role with any animals? Do you have trouble, like
The donkey we were just watching.
They called me the donkey whisperer.
When I did Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back, and Dante strapped to that vivisection table with real chimpanzees, that was scariest. That's the scariest I've ever been in my life.
Wow.
While acting, because chimps will, when they don't like something, they attack it and they'll chew your face off, they'll chew your fingers off, and this literally was like weeks after that poor woman in Connecticut who had her pet chimp eat her entire face off. So I was strapped to a table, the chimp was getting a little ornery, and the wrangler was like, can we take a few minutes? And like, what's going on? Like, they don't like that goo that's on his head, because it's a special effect that kind of trails after you, like webbing, and chimps don't like shit like that. So they wiped it off. And then the special effects guy, now it looks fake. Now it really looks like a fake piece of plastic on his head. And so I was like, I'm still strapped to the table. I was like, is there any honey at the craft table? And the craft guy's like, yeah, we got honey. I was like, that worked? And they're like, oh yeah, they love honey, actually. So they grabbed that bear and all over my head. And it's like, oh, really, the orange color actually makes it look like more bloody. And so then we, you know, because I told the makeup guy, I said, look, if shit goes wrong, just jump your body on my head. I'll turtle my fingers in, that's fine. So then we go, all right, here we go, everybody good? And they put the chimps down with us, and then action. And I'm sitting there like, this is the beer today. And then literally just after that line, you're seeing the chimp move in, and I'm just seeing the shadow of the chimp's head. And next thing I know, he's like a fucking ice cream cone. He just lifted out of my head. And I was like, I'm going to die by being eaten by a chimp.
Really quick, is this the end of Clerks? Like, what are, and when you talked about other projects, what are those? What is the future?
I mentioned earlier that if we do the Clerks cartoon, that would be a great way to continue on with these guys, because let's be honest, there's going to be a point where physically we're just like, oh God,
no,
that's already happened.
Yeah. Come on. There's not enough CGI in the world like fucking Joe Pesci and De Niro that was going to save us. We're not going to make The Irishman, so we don't have that type of budget. So, but the cartoon is something where vocally we're still young enough to do it, so to speak. We can remember things for now. Thank you.
Clerks 47.
There we go. Clerks 47 in a row.
30. Seriously, thank you for being here today.
Yeah.
So I know Kevin keeps bringing you guys scripts all the time. What is the one you got from him that you went, I don't know if I can do this?
All of them.
There's nothing that I even said this to Kevin directly. He was like, listen, man, you call me anytime. What? We're doing something on a subway in Manhattan? All right, I'll be there. Kind of thing.
I think there was a draft of Clerks 3
right.
that was before the actual one we shot. That one felt a little weird to me. It didn't feel like it quite fit
feel
in
natural.
The Clerks world.
Yeah.
So that one didn't get made. And I think Kevin is happy that it didn't get made. But that one was a little odd.
Yeah, we did two staged readings of that version. Jeff wasn't around at the time. For a fundraiser for the First Avenue Playhouse Theater, which is the theater we all auditioned in, for the very first film, which actually we film again in for Clerks 3, funny enough. So we did a fundraiser where we read that script, and it was a much darker script, and was just did, like Jeff said, it just didn't feel right to be part of the Clerks universe.
I always liked that one, personally. Yeah, so my answer is the opposite of Jeff's. Everything I wrote in the lecture, that was good.
Nice.
Thank you so much. Last one.
I got the last one here. I was going to ask you guys, I know it's kind of unconventional. I know, Dante, you were in Mallrats also.
Right, as Gil, it's Gil.
Yeah,
right.
You did the scene with that one and James on Mallrats.
Right.
But for that one, I know it's kind of unconventional. Are you still friends with Matt Damon and some of the other celebrities? Just to ask.
Well, Joy Lauren Adams, I'm friends with her. I've seen her. She does some of these cons from time to time as well, so I've become friends with her. Anytime I've seen Ben or Matt around, they kind of know who I am. They're like, hey, man, how's it going? It's not like I'm playing poker against them every weekend.
Like in all those days. I got a fun question for you. How come Brody's not on the team?
How come Brody's not on a team?
That's a good one. You don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe we'll find out.
You will.
Yeah. We'll see you in September, yeah?
Yeah.
There it is. That's how you do it. Yeah. 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 Yeah